Because it has always been my thought that the city didn't really need that property, and that it would serve the History Center better as a grand entrance. So for us to go forward as a public art committee, or you to go forward with the assumption that that's a possible site, I didn't think that was wise. So I'm now of the impression, that's all I'm reporting, that based on Jim's talking to Steve, that they are definitely interested in that property, and that they know what we're trying to do. So if that were to be a consideration, my assumption is that it would probably not be well received.
Okay.
That's my point.
That particular site,
right,
that was...
thank you for clarifying that.
Okay.
I was hearing just the opposite.
Steve Wyatt is the executive director of the...
Lincoln County Historical Society.
And Jim is the city manager. And, I mean, Jeff's been on the city council, so he knows, but for the longest time, that little wedge of property has sat there. That used to house the water wheel, which then became controversial, got removed, and so then the History Center bought the property, and then, but no one ever put them together, but now they've been put together, so there's a likelihood that they will make a more formal request for the city to maybe through some kind of a legal arrangement.
Okay, great. Thank you, Frank, on that. So as we are having further discussion about this proposed wood sculpture, after the last meeting, there was and Jürgen, thank you for coming. The last time, discussing some possible ideas you had, although at that time you weren't sure whether you were interested in doing some of the carving or not. So we kind of need to bring that discussion forward. The committee was also going to look at other possible sites, knowing all along that if we want this project to move forward, that there would need to be some kind of proposal to the Public Arts Committee. So why not?
Yeah, my question is, a proposal usually comes after a call for proposals or because someone has an idea. And Frank, I think, had the idea and had Jürgen look at it to say, yeah, that's possible. You could do something with it, because he didn't have the expertise for that. So I guess we need to know is, are you bringing this to the committee as a proposal with a particular artist, or are you bringing it and there would be a call for artists?
We've actually had that discussion at the Public Art Committee, because I made that quite clear from the beginning that that was one of Jürgen's concerns as well, is that, well, everyone's going to think that the city isn't willing to look beyond. Well, the only ace in the hole is that he's willing to do it for nothing, and nobody that we've approached is willing to do it for nothing.
So you've been approaching people about...
Well, we've talked to others in the community.
Can I say something here? At your last meeting, I think I said it, that I cannot commit that I say, okay, I make another one. I make another sculpture. One of the questions was, do you want more Ecksteins around in the first place? I said, if I undertake a thing like that, it has to do with age and physical things, because these things take a couple of years.
Right.
Yeah, if you do it right. So I kind of mentioned a couple of possibilities, that it will be a cooperative work. which, because I also once started, I don't want to commit all my time to that, being present all the time. So we explored the possibilities. Can we involve the community college if they give credits, or the high school? Not having explored the question of liabilities and whatsoever if you go that way. And I said maybe a couple of other artists that I know of so far would be interested. So that's why I have brought it up with a number of people I know, except for one who actually approached me because he heard that. They don't like the idea of working for free.
I don't think they should, if you'll pardon.
Well,
I think that's unreasonable to assume that you or anyone else would donate, what'd you say, 2 years worth of time?
I've donated
that's considerable.
More than five, actually, considering.
I'm saying.
I don't need it, so we just started it. But it's fairly, it's a kind of luxury that you don't make a living. Most of the artists also have to pay bills and stuff.
Right.
So I can understand them. But what at least is needed, somebody, if you have, who share in the project, supervising, if something really comes with helpers, saying, now do this, now do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you tell us? Go ahead.
Has anyone else done a group community project in this city before? Or a collaborative project of that scale? Before?
Not of that scale.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Small things like those benches that are in the Nye Beach area were done with school children.
Thank you.
And Mar did those.
Right.
What about murals? Were those collaborative works?
I think those just went up. I don't think there was any oversight, because those are on private property, aren't they?
Because it's a great idea, and we all liked the idea of it becoming a collaborative community project, but like you said, the details, the huge detail of liability, and then again, who's going to supervise it. There are safety issues with this particular project, unlike, maybe others.
Safety being getting it up?
Oh, even working on it. If kids are up high, it's a natural climb.
Yeah, and you
it's
probably need electrical tools.
So the idea was to have it this...
I think a lot of those details are settled after.
Right. Who were the artists that you, do you mind saying? Or who the artists that you've talked to?
I asked Brian McEnany, who I know does that, but I don't know whether they all want to be recorded.
Gotcha.
Right.
Off the record. Yeah, that's fine.
I talked to Rick Bartow, who's not, and I asked him for further people that might be involved.
Was he interested?
No.
Not at this moment?
Not without any.
Well, one of the things I have felt is that, we have this local artist whose work is at the Smithsonian, but we don't have anything here. But we do have, don't we have a percent for arts?
We should have.
That is something that is going to be gearing up and being put in place, and we've been discussing that.
Well, I talked with Mark McConnell about it, and I thought he said we did have the percent for for new buildings or expansion.
Yes.
Right, but there's no money in a fund yet.
Okay. Right.
There is a percent for art. It has been approved by the council.
But nothing has been built
since there is
then.
No fund.
Okay.
So there is no money to work with at this point in time.
And also, Wyma, with the percent for art, what needs to be implemented and isn't quite yet, is in the bidding process that the city has for proposals, that there is language that needs to be put in the bidding process and in the proposals so that people know about the percent for art, and that is something that is also not in place yet, but is being worked on by city staff. And that's on our agenda here. So, yes, Frank.
That was Peggy saying someone showed up there by the name of Bob Ward. Anyway, he's headed this way.
Okay.
Bob Ward. He's a merchant, I believe. Down on Bayfront.
I mean, but a seal. You don't make a call for artists if you predetermine who's going to get it.
That's true. Well, we don't have to do an RFP for this project necessarily, you know, if, you know, because of how it's been introduced. What we would need, and Frank has indicated, would be, I believe I'm not speaking out of turn for you, Frank, that, you know, he would be glad to work on, you know, a proposal that would come then to the Public Arts Committee, you know, about this idea, so that, you know, it can be, so it can turn into a formal proposal as we move the idea along, and then see how this might work. What I can also do, Frank, because in our public policy, the resolution 3589, that's the public policy, policies and procedures, what's available for people who are, you know, doing a simple proposal is to know what some of the selection criteria is, what we're looking at for, you know, aesthetics and craftsmanship. So it'll be a pretty easy guide for, you know, someone who is...
A simple proposal. I just want to say, I think it's great that we have interest and that people are coming to the art committee. We're not having to go out and look for it, it sounds like.
And I think it really speaks to the fact, you know, that this is a committee that is really needed in the city. And, in fact, at our very first meeting, Frank came with this wooden sculpture idea initially.
I think I'm okay for it.
Yes, you're
good. Can I ask something? To make a proposal, a formal proposal to do that, would probably have to explain some sort of who's doing it, what will it be. You probably can wait a long time for that. Why could you not take the approach and said, here's free material for some big public art project. Let's just go ahead and put it on a temporary basis in some place where it can be worked on. Because it has material value. See, if you make a proposal for artists and say you want a good deal of that cost proposition, will always be material. And here you have a unique piece of material that Frank can get moved to some location, all without a proposal.
Well, that's true. We could take that approach, that we really want that, and then have it moved, and then call for proposals to do it.
That's what I meant.
On that particular piece, yeah. Can't have it down there on the beach, but...
Well, it will take a while. There we also have high tides. This thing has moved several times.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And summer season coming, you saw the amount of burning. This piece invites to sit on it and have a fire going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if it catches on, it might go to a point where it really ruins that piece. Mm-hmm. So if decision has to come pretty soon to move it out of here. Mm-hmm.
And then where we left, and I agree with you on that, Jürgen, one thing that this committee was thinking about and, you know, was to come to this meeting with relates to where this piece is going to be. And if you remember our discussion the last time, you know, it dealt with, you know, would this be the permanent place that this piece would be? Well, maybe or maybe not, because we're not sure what it might look like or if the piece has to be cut up into pieces. And so we need a place that is appropriate where we can put it.
Well, not necessarily where it would reside, but where it could be worked on.
Exactly.
Because there's a big difference. I'm sure most of us visited the warehouse kind of setting that Rick was in for his totems. That was a big space. That was a huge space.
But it cost rent.
Yeah. Huh?
It cost rent.
Yes, that's what I was getting to, and I'm sure that places like that aren't available for free.
And so in our last meeting, we were talking about an outside space.
But right, we talked about a number of venues. We talked about the place down in front of the Maritime Museum on the Bayfront. We talked about the yard next to the yacht club.
Are these venues to work on it or for it to stay?
Or both, permanent. We were looking at both of those. Don Davis Park for probably an impermanent place. We discussed.
I can get all that from
Don Davis Park. And we discussed another. Can anyone remember? I know we discussed another.
You said the yard.
Don Davis Park, we mentioned. Is that the area next to former Quimby's?
Yes.
And that area invites for
right. We actually discussed the airport and decided that really wasn't an option. I think we talked about a hangar at the airport, and it wasn't an option.
Right. Mm-hmm. There
was determined there was not an option. It was not an option. Or it just wasn't even available, I don't think.
Okay.
And we talked about the fact that during its carving or its, you know, during the work, it's nice that people can see it. So,
I really enjoyed driving by and walking by and seeing Jürgen working on his piece, and that took some time. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how good an idea it is to work outside on it. I guess is the assumption it's going to be outside. It's going to be placed outside.
So, yeah, it sounds like it so far.
Yeah.
You know, but because of its size, mm-hmm. it probably will ultimately reside somewhere outside.
I think the highest visibility as far as watching it being worked on would be the field across from Don Davis Park. Mm-hmm. The pack and, you know, that's of all the places.
So an area that we haven't considered is that kind of turnaround above the Coast Guard station. I know there was a lot of construction going on there for a while, but there's a really nice big area there, and there is place for people to pull off and park. It's under the bridge. Well, it's when you get to the top.
Under the bridge.
You get to the top above the Coast Guard station, mm-hmm. and you either go right to Newport or you go left to go to Walport. And right there is a really nice big round area.
That's an interesting place.
And people do park along there and look out over the bay. And that was another place that I noticed driving around looking for possible places to do this, but I don't think there's any electricity there, so it would probably require
the bridge would be
a setup.
You think there would be somehow?
There's light, yes.
There's lights.
There's power. There's power at the bridge.
There's
there
power
must
there.
Be mm-hmm. because they're working with power on the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Well, is the assumption that you can work outside as well as inside?
Well, it limits the time.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm talking about experience. That's a very windy, cold spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can, with this weather, you can forget it. That's partly why it takes very long.
Yeah.
Because even at summer, you work for 2 hours and
you're lucky if you get
cold,
that in.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How much would it cost to rent Pop's shop there at the Canyon Way? It's baking all the time.
What by Canyon Way?
It's obviously a place.
Used to be a used car parts store.
I don't know. It's a bit of a variety of things there. It seems to be vacant mostly.
Maybe we should approach it as the artist would decide whether they would work on it outside or inside and make a proposal based on that. So you could assume that if they were having to pay rent, the cost of money, then if it were in a public place that you could get permission to do it on. But that would be their approach. Does that seem reasonable at all?
It does, and the our topic of where it's going to be worked on, as we're doing here, whether it's outside or inside, and whether there's rent or not, and again, we have to look to see if there is something that would be provided free, because you know, right now this committee, you know, doesn't have any funds. We also talked about, you know, if we could get some kind of public support, financial underwriting. Another big key, as Jürgen mentioned, is that, you know, most artists, understandably, you know, do not want to work for free.
No.
And so, once again, in some kind of statement, or a proposal. You know, that would need, you know, to also be looked at, and this committee would need to, you know, to put something in place.
It's kind of hard, isn't it? There's the cart and the horse.
It is.
Which one goes first?
I know.
So I do think the temporary spot that might turn out to be permanent, but a temporary spot to place it so that people could look at it and decide whether they wanted to make a proposal. That seems a good idea. Mm-hmm. But that assumes that Frank is willing to bring it up top. And maybe he's not. You know, he has a specific proposal.
He doesn't know how driveway is donated.
Remember, I told you that Road and Driveway
didn't get that. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Road and Driveway has agreed to take it off the beach and to place it somewhere that the Public Arts Commission feels.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we already have a donation from Bob.
And I had a thought about, okay, say it's placed outside. Maybe somebody could donate a large tent, where it's so you could be inside and outside at the same time. A tent that would, you know, keep the weather off of you, but yet it would be like, what's going on in that tent? And so it could be protection, but that yet still something that draws people's attention. So if somebody could donate something like that, that could be possible.
Well, in theory, the city owns the parking lot right by the restroom across from Abbey Street. There's an area, probably 10 off there too.
Where is Abbey Street?
Right across from 9th of the Gallery. On the bayfront. They have a city yard, that's private. You can probably use it, but nobody would ever see it. The city yard is better. Mm-hmm. Up there, and you have Eads, corner of just basically Eads and Bayfront. There's a city owned lot there. So the one above by the bridge is maybe you get permission. It's from a combination of ODOT and other people up there own different things. So it'd take a little longer to get approval, but for a temporary structure, they probably allow it. But you got to watch out. And then you can't dig in the ground more than 2 feet, otherwise the Indians people have to come up and make sure you're not exposing bones or something. So those are.
Hi. Hello and welcome. And you
obviously a surprise to everybody, but Jim Volkberg asked me over 2 weeks ago, sent me an email asking me to attend this meeting.
Oh, well, welcome. Okay.
Welcome.
Didn't tell Peggy, apparently, didn't tell any of you.
And your name is?
Bob Ward.
Bob Ward, okay. Yeah. Welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
So someone can help share the agenda with you. As so here is what I suggest at the moment.
Dry one.
Not that long.
What I suggest at the moment here, so that we can move along on the agenda, because we're running short on time here, or time's going along, is that...
Jim gave me a time, by the way, 10 o'clock.
No, we start at 9.
Well, you're okay then.
And then our senior in the meeting room waiting for you.
Oh, dear.
Well, we're glad you're here,
okay.
Mr.
Okay, and I'm glad I'm here.
Okay.
Lovely view.
So why don't we do this? It looks like what the Public Arts Committee does need to look at, and Jürgen, I certainly hear what you're saying about the need to, remove or move the piece of Redwood to a safer place and so on, and to probably do it, before summer and or sometime spring, whatever. So it gets off the beach, away from being used for firewood and that sort of thing. So what the committee will do is that we will I will visit with the city to see about the possibility of, it sounds to me from what I'm hearing is that maybe the best place to set it is in Don Davis Park as a place that is public, that people could see work being done. At least we get it off the beach.
One other consideration, yes, that may not be large enough, is that the space at the base of Beach Street, there's a right-of-way that people have been talking about. It's near the bluff, across from the arch. There's been a little area that's may or may not be big enough. But
oh, I know. Yes, and the Nye Beach merchants talk about that area a lot in terms of clearing out the blackberries and making it a place where people could sit down and enjoy the neighborhood.
Do we have a measurement of it?
It goes back further than they think of it.
The blackberries.
Oh, that.
Frank, do we have a measurement of the piece?
Of the redwood.
16, 12, 11.
See, I thought you would.
16, 12, 11.
Right across from the arch.
This is 12 feet, I mean, across.
It's kind of...
There's a bench there now, I think.
So it's
past Minutia's, the building that Minutia's in. It's past that building that has.
There's a little bench
in between
there.
That building and the
box.
It's basically a street right of way, right?
So it's 16 feet tall. 11.
I thought it was 11. Didn't you approximate it was 11 high?
It's 15 long. It's about 9 feet wide, and it's about 11 feet high.
Mm-hmm. Okay, your measurements are different from
well,
here.
Well, it's
close. Well, it's close enough.
Yeah, approximately.
All right. It's within there.
I just stepped along there, usually one step is 3 feet. You measured it, so...
I measured it with a tape measure.
Okay.
Then,
so, it sounds to me, committee is agreeable here that we will explore before the next meeting the idea to see if it is possible to get it in place in Don Davis Park. We could also look at the place across from the archway so that we do get it get it off the beach.
I would really like to explore the yacht club's yard also. That is a nice big expanse
there.
That
big field?
It's right on the bayfront.
Okay.
We've had two sculptures done in Nye Beach.
Okay.
And I hate to take the, having the business I work at in Nye Beach, I hate to take the excitement away from Nye Beach, but I'd also like to see it shared around town. So
okay, so Sally, will you be responsible
for contacting the
person
the
yacht club? So we will. So at our next meeting, we will see what we know about that. I can be responsible for contacting the city about the Don Davis Park as a place. Let's see, we had, you know, so that we come back with, you know, ideas of where this is going to
be. That's two places that we're looking at.
For the moment. Then we have Don Davis Park, and we have the Yacht Club Yard. Then we have across from the arch in Nye Beach.
There's the blackberries of Gilbert Brown. If you go in there, you have to discover how big it is first.
Isn't it pretty slopey?
Yes, but it doesn't start right away. Yep, it's overgrown right now. Mm-hmm. People say there's a lot of room back there. Mm-hmm.
Well,
then it would have to be cleared. The land would have to be cleared before we could put something on it.
Oh, well, it would take, it would take a half a day to clear the blackberries. So, yeah.
Well, should we consider it or wait and see if one...
Well, you can just go down and look at it. It's pretty easy to see. Yeah. It's big enough or it's not big enough.
Okay, the committee can go and look at it and...
I'd just like to ask Jürgen if, Jürgen, by looking at this piece of wood, do you have any concept of the topic or the sculpture that you would, would it have anything to do with the sea or, is there any topic that would, that you're
unusual,
considering?
I have not.
You have not,
clear,
okay.
But as you know from, if you have seen my stuff, I'm a little more abstracted, philosophical in terms of scene. Mm-hmm. I mean, I might do figurative things, but it is.
I'm thinking. Are you thinking nautical? Because I know that it was partly your idea to do something on the bayfront too.
Yeah.
Did you? I mean.
Well, I think what happens if you pick the location, when he morphs the project down there, it'll mm-hmm. represent whatever.
It's
not going to put a desert scene down there, I don't think. So.
And you don't.
I was just wondering if it would help us decide where to put it. That's all.
I think it's the other way around. It's more and more. I can set the place there, and it decides what happens. Okay.
I tell you what. In the sake of moving along here with our things, let's explore the two mm-hmm. places that we've talked about. And
three
Frank,
places.
You had your
just two quick thoughts. One is. The movement of it will be a factor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In other words, will it remain one piece to its destination and when it's at rest? So that's got to wait.
Yes.
And number two, in deference to the artist, I don't think Jeff's idea is very good. It might be good for a final resting place, but in the creation, there have to be a 360-degree perspective capable at all times, because it is a three-dimensional piece, and it can't be crowded in. Okay, I don't want to speak mm-hmm. for you, but that's my perspective of how uh-huh. I watch the other two pieces being created.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Okay, that helps.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Action for the work on it. It's sizable. It's important that we, with a little distance, can walk around it and look at it from all sides.
All right. Thank you. So we will explore these two options here and talk about that at the next meeting, and hopefully make a decision the next meeting about where the piece of redwood should be placed. And right now we have no idea if that's its final resting place or just the place where it will be worked on. Okay?
Great. So we'll have reports back.
I will report back, and Sally will report back. And it sounds to me like this business under the bridge might not work, because it does also involve ODOT, which could add a lot of layers.
But the only thing is that you can find that out now for future projects that may come up, and just see if... at least you have that as a reference mm-hmm. for something else. Mm-hmm. This won't be hopefully the only object that comes to you.
They use it for trailers and things when they're working.
Right.
I live close
staging
to that. So
uh-huh. Right. Okay.
I think that would go.
All right, good. So moving along then on the agenda, we are going to put on hold.
Excuse me. If you're going to put me into the last hour, I can go, because... I have to get my wife somewhere by 11 o'clock. And Jim Vopeg did say at 10 o'clock was my slot.
All right, Mr. Ward. So we
will. And I might be wasting your time. I hope not. But, you know.
Okay.
Even if it's only as a plinth for one of Jürgen's sculptors.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Why don't we go then to public comment? And seeing our tape recorder still going, and Bob Ward, you'll explain who you were with and so on. And, okay. Thank you.
Right. I'm with a newly formed non-profit foundation called the Newport Tsunami Dock Foundation. And
Newport Tsunami Dock Foundation. Okay.
And what we're doing is you will have read a couple of weeks ago about the fact that they brought back a section of the tsunami dock that washed up on Agate Beach.
I saw that.
So the Happy Marine Science Center could cut off their corner of it and use it to mark the start of the tsunami trail. We have reached an agreement with Happy Marine that we're going to take what's left of it and we're going to turn it into a tsunami awareness and information center, and we're going to put it on the bayfront, directly in front of the undersea gardens. I only brought six copies of these.
Okay.
But it shows the existing tsunami dock and a simulation of what it looks like when it's in place.
We
talked to the city about how we would deal with this as an object in terms of do we need planning permission, and it was agreed that we were going to treat it as a piece of public art, and that might be what triggered Jim's view, although I will tell you that I think it is possible that it can be treated as a piece of public art. Whether it's worth doing so, I'll leave to you. Its prime object is to increase awareness and preparation for tsunami. This is a shoebox that happens to be a scale model of the thing. This is 19 foot long by 12 foot 8 by 7 foot high. It's just slightly bigger than the room that you were going to be in, which I measured yesterday. But generally speaking, it's about this size, you know. Okay. And what Happy Marine are doing, they're cutting off this section and using it, which leaves a face there that we're going to turn into an information board. And there are, so it will sit this way. If I'm the bay and the undersea gardens, and we have therefore 1, 2, 3, 4 substantial faces that we're going to use for information. Primarily about the tsunami, but some of that is going to be decorative. And so I've discussed with Karen, for instance, whether some of this should be brought into the project for doing murals. It's a nice size for a plinth for window sculptures.
Except you don't see any more of what the original looked like.
Well, no. I've got to tell you that one of our objectives is to make sure that we don't lose the nature of the dock.
Well, okay.
For example, if you look there, this face here that's got the damage to it and shows the bars, we're putting that there, and this is still this is the end piece. This is the piece that was up on Agate Beach.
How big is this?
19 feet.
19.
Yeah. And this face is 10 feet by 7 foot. The original thing was 60 foot long.
Right.
68
right.
foot long. And so one way or the other, it's going to be in a prominent location in the bayfront, and we're going to use it. Our prime objective is to increase tsunami awareness. I mean, the mission we've adopted is that come the next, we'll have increased tsunami awareness to the point that come the next Cascadia tsunami, and if you haven't read the recent report that was issued, the Oregon Resilience Report, you really ought to. So the question
is... So when do you propose to have this done?
We're going to have it in place by July.
Okay, by July?
By July.
And
we haven't yet decided how we're going to do, whether we're going to use digital imaging on it, or whether we're going to use a combination of digital image and artistic interpretation or not.
Mm-hmm. So how do you, when you say you haven't decided for sure on the placement,
we know where it's going to be.
They've given their permission?
Oh yeah, that's all. That's all.
Okay, that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. I thought you said someplace on the bayfront.
No, it's on the plinth, directly, and it's where you see that. That's the undersea gardens in the background.
Yeah. So this is a private location.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
But it's directly in front of the sidewalk. I mean, that plinth is used for. At the moment it's used for mostly for musicians use it. You've seen the location.
And you're talking about this July? Okay, it just seems like
pretty fast to get the
work
done.
It seems fast.
Yeah. We might not have done all the work. We'll make it safe and we'll put it in place, and it might well be that some of the work is carrying on as we go. For example, if we're going to apply any free artist murals, that will probably be done on location as part of the public entertainment.
So, Mr. Ward, what is it exactly that you want from the Public Arts Committee?
Let me repeat.
Your plan. Mm-hmm.
I wrote to the city, to Jim Goldberg, telling him what we were doing.
All right.
And telling him that this is a tsunami awareness and information center. Jim Goldberg wrote back to me about 2 weeks ago and invited me to come and describe the project to you.
Okay. I'm glad he did, and I'm glad you came, and you came to two different meetings, actually. So we're just bombarding you with questions because we know you have to leave quickly.
Yeah. So, what is art?
Sure.
I mean, my wife, who has a degree in fine arts, tells me I'm a philistine. So when I look at two layers of 120 bricks, it leaves me cold. But
I think there are concerns. I see. My first concern in thinking about it is, how do we know the information's accurate? Who's putting it up?
Well, I guess it's on private property, so.
Well,
sorry,
Time out. From a parliamentary procedure aspect, because you've got time limitations.
Yeah.
Right.
As far as I understand, this is just information you're being given.
Exactly.
I don't think this falls within purview.
Okay, so we don't need to bless it in any way.
I don't think so.
It wasn't my suggestion that I came into the
studio.
I'm responding to Jim Boatbeg's invitation to come and talk to you.
And we appreciate that. But what is your phone number so we can get
541.
541.
574.
574.
4475.
4475. Great.
Okay.
I think that the other thing you can look at it is, now you're aware of his project. Parker's working on a project also that would have little computerized things where
they can
figure out what all the murals mean.
Yes, he talked to us last
month. So this is another thing that you can be aware of, that talked to Parker.
Oh, I'm aware of it. We gave him a letter of support from the Newport Sea Lions Foundation, and I've talked to
him. This is the good thing about going to meetings is that people know what's going on.
As one of the items on the bayfront.
Let's definitely talk.
Yeah. Okay.
We got lots of.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I know we're going to hear more about this. I'm really sorry about the mix-up of where
it's not your fault,
you're going, because we appreciate very much.
Mr. Goldberg, you may be some indication of why we have occasional problems in the city.
I just want to say my name is Lima. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Okay.
And I hope you'll forget my question.
Okay. So, very exciting. All kinds of more and more information. So, we have on our agenda that there's another person who wants to fill our the one vacancy that we have, but we as a committee weren't given the application yet. It is from Jeff Bertolite, so Peggy will provide that information for us, and so Jeff, if you will be kind enough to wait till next time so that, you know.
Totally up to you.
We have.
There's four questions on that.
Okay. Has it been announced and nobody else applied?
That's correct. We do this by application. So we'll handle
that. It's strange because I went in to the city hall and asked about application and they said all positions are taken.
When? It shouldn't have been.
That was a month ago.
Jürgen,
well, there was several months ago.
And I believe that what you were told was that the application time was over. And then we didn't have enough committee members and they put out another call.
Well, that's not what she said, if time was over.
Really?
She said, oh, as of yesterday, all positions are taken.
Jürgen, at one time, all of the seven positions were taken.
Actually.
Yeah.
What happened?
And then
that we don't know about.
a man had to leave. Well, we had all seven. Remember, we talked about we had all seven filled.
Must have been.
And then.
Okay. I'm sure Peggy would have told me otherwise. Yeah.
So. The percent for arts process, remember we started talking about this in our meeting last time, and the fact that we and Carla Perry, if you remember, came and spoke because, you know, we have this percent for art. But what has to occur with the city is that language actually gets into the contracts and the wording. Otherwise, you know, our percent for art will never really have any teeth, will never really have, you know, any traction. So that's kind of a review on that. And this committee had asked the city to start exploring that, to start talking to Public Works, and getting some language that would be part of contracts when there is public construction and so on.
To clarify that, well, having been in the process before, I think it's more of a policy decision the City Council makes in the planning. The Public Works makes it happen.
Yeah.
I don't know that, or I don't remember a vote on City Council saying that they wanted to have that, in the process yet. So if your committee's recommendation is that they do that, that's what you'd want to have brought forward to City Council so they can make that policy decision.
And it is in the resolution where we, let's find this again because we talked about this last month and that it was strongly recommended, remember in the document, it is strongly recommended which the City Council approved when all of this
was approved. So now they need to make that recommendation.
Make it happen. So Peggy Hawker, the update is that this is Peggy Hawker has taken this on, is talking with city people, and it's a work in progress. So she is reporting that, okay, you know, that this is a work in progress.
So there's nothing that we need to do at this point?
No, this is just an update from this line item in the agenda, which thank relates you to percent for art. And
it's a busy committee.
It is. It's a
when
very
I first asked about it, I heard nothing was happening, nothing much, and wow, that's not the case at all.
Well, this is only our third meeting.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
This is only
it's
our
exciting
third meeting.
You kind of just jump in, and all kinds of things are happening.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
That's new.
What's happening? So, donations to Public Arts Fund. We're just going to leave that on the agenda. Remember, there are a couple things as a committee that, you know, we know we have to start looking at because, of course, you know, our ability to function will be very limited if and unless and until we have some money. And one of the ways to get that, of course, which was voted on, was by City Council is the percent for art for our town, and then also anything that we might be receiving, you know, in just donations.
Where does that reside?
People. Pardon?
Where would the public arts fund reside?
The funds reside in the city in a special line item in the budget. It is not part of the general fund. It will be a special public art line item. Is that what you're asking?
Well, I kind of know the answer. But yes, so you'll need to have in this year's budget David Marshall set up a line item so that you have it available.
Yes. And
for the income and expenditure.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he can't accept money unless he has a line item.
Peggy should be able to talk to him.
Thank you, Jeff, for that. I will get a hold of David Marshall.
You know, it has to be approved by city manager. And
right. Things, but yeah. To request. But we were really clear about, and of course you were on the council when this was presented and discussed, you know, that it be separate so that it wouldn't get lost in the other aspects of city budgeting for us. Thank you for that. So I can I'll start that going as far as talking with the city about getting a line item put in the new budget for our public art funds. We had, and some of you, of course, were on the task force when we created the policies and procedures. We wanted to have on this month's budget about public arts selection panel and criteria, because, you know, the time has been spent to look at, you know, for each time that there is a public art project, such as if our Redwood project gets off the ground, that there is a public art selection panel that is separate from the public art committee.
Right.
And that panel then deals with that particular project.
You mean it's a separate jury for each project?
Yes. And this is...
Catherine, would that apply to the sculpture that we're talking about with Jurgen, though? Because mm-hmm. it is just... it's we're not sending out a call for proposals, so I don't...
It should still apply.
Would we still have a selection committee?
There's nothing to select yet.
Jurgen is a very responsible artist, and you know he knows about public art. But you could have all kinds of people coming and wanting to put up something.
Oh yeah.
No, so no. You need a panel who says yes. This is a whatever the criteria are.
What?
It would be lasting. It would be worthwhile. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, see I see that
I'm
part
saying?
Of it. Yeah, I see that part of it. Sure.
And then it would be someone. Pardon,
that's
who
usually something. Here.
Thank you, Jurgen.
Here's my
Thank
idea.
You.
But right now, we don't have an idea yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be worried about him at all. But you, mm-hmm. You get. You
so we will
anything proposed.
Right. So we will keep that on you know on the agenda because particularly as it comes to criteria. For public art, you know, we have set up, and all we're doing is, as we are looking at all these projects, we've already set up about aesthetics and craftsmanship, mm-hmm. and et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so some of these will be very easy and obvious, but it's the fact that we are responsible as the public arts committee to look at these things and make sure that you know what is happening in the landscape of public art does correlate with what we've done. So
I say one more thing too?
Certainly,
there's so many artists in our community that if we make exceptions, we want to be sure that we're clear about it and why. Yes. Otherwise, try to treat everyone the same
right.
as they're coming in. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does, because you're right, we could have anyone propose a project mm-hmm. and expect to be supported.
Yeah.
You know? Or hope that they're supported in their ideas.
Yeah, we're very fortunate, this first one that's coming, that the people are people we know, and you know, we know their work, but that won't always be the case.
Something like what just happened here this morning with the surprise of the tsunami, yeah. I wanted to ask about this. So because this is on private property, are we just not involved whatsoever? We have nothing to say about this?
Well, I have an opinion on that, but I don't... There's two sides to that. Probably you're not involved, but the second side would be you can say, here's what we'd like to see, and this fits in better. We would like to have it maybe in a lighted area, but, you know, it's safe. You can discourage people from having bad ideas and say, by encouraging them to have a better idea. That happened with the design review at Night Beach. We come in and go, you know, this your project's okay, but would you rather do it this way? And they go, oh, that's such a better idea. Let's do it that way. And, though that's you can do it more of a, you know,
it's a good way to
help them out. You know,
this is such, you know, it's a city facing.
I know it kind of bothered me too, but
well,
I
you have other things answer. Too that the city will have, like sign codes.
Yeah,
fall mm-hmm. into this.
Right?
You know, do they does this or does this not? So
yeah.
So you as a committee probably should note that you received input and you now have a question of the city. Does we receive this information? Are there other city codes? You simply ask that question.
Right.
That's really
right.
Yes. And I guess like you said, how do you know the information is accurate?
Well,
they're throwing this up by July.
Yeah.
I'm a real typography. A typophile. I'm very concerned about design and the messages. And there's you know, there's confusion here, there's...
the layout's not very good.
It could scare people.
Right, except the city code specifically steers clear of content.
Right, it does.
Okay, it just really was alarming.
It was unfortunate. Well, I don't think the person that probably put this together on a computer is a graphic artist.
Well, and then the opportunities, what we were talking about with the mural program and the walking tour... the Bayfront it is so key. It'd be great to be able to be somewhat involved with design approval. It would be nice.
We probably can't have design approval on private property, but there might be something about...
It's tough.
Okay, yes, it was just, wow, what a location.
Mm-hmm. It's such a prominent location.
Oh, I know.
Our Bayfront is so historic and...
It could look like that. I mean, it could fit in.
It could be really a wonderful piece, or...
I think your minute should reflect this nervousness.
Yeah. So if you will... Yeah.
Because you might say, well, shouldn't the Historical Society get involved, for example?
Uh-huh. I mean, it's...
You know, is there some other partner in the community that would help allay the concerns that Sue is raising?
Mm-hmm. Well, the... Hatfield Marine Science Center for Accuracy.
That's another one,
It's just...
Well, I don't think the people who want to put this together would have any objection to being accurate. I mean, really don't.
No, of course not.
They're doing it for educational purposes and the fear of tsunamis and whatnot.
And that's so great. That part's great.
I wouldn't want to dampen their enthusiasm, but I do think things should be looked at like maintenance.
Well, it's not going to go anywhere. It's solid concrete.
No, I'm speaking of maintenance of the information.
Oh, yeah. You're
information about tsunami changes, and if you're going to have a center that gives out information, you just want to be sure that there's some.
Well, you know, he just raised a concern which you could put in your minutes, and that is, does the co allow for that kind of weight to be supported by that? Jack.
I'm surprised it does.
What did he say?
Well, because where it's going, I believe...
Is that a dock?
Yes.
...is not concrete. You need to double-check. Is that
there,
structurally sound enough to bear that kind of weight?
But who decides that?
The city.
Yeah, but not us, right?
No.
Well, but you're just
No, but it's
saying,
a concern of the public.
Yeah. Question we're taking
right.
forward.
Yeah, okay. So that needs Good. To be in our minutes.
I used 15 tons of filament.
Is that what it weighs?
That is
So I tell you what I will what I will do is to try to explore this just a little bit more. I mean, you know, it was too bad for this particular person, you know, the wrong place, the wrong time, and then having to leave. And I know that you know, he felt rushed and whatever, and we you know, so we'll get a little bit more information on it and see how it is that the Public Arts Committee does fit in.
Maybe, well, just reporting our concerns.
I think that's the way you're going to have to go with that one.
Okay.
If you have some, like Frank says, if you have some concerns you want to bring up and items that these people may not have thought about, our city itself hasn't thought about, those would be certain things. I would say it's a large concrete structure, hopefully be well lit enough to, you're not going to run into it when you're walking, but the little things, it's on private property, it's their problem, you know, in theory, but just, so and the accuracy items are, you know, does it, can it be more, in fit, it doesn't really fit in there, it's pretty obnoxious, per, you know, piece of concrete right in the downtown there, but, can, you know, just items that you would like to refer to these folks that they may be able to work with.
Well, what I have is the concerns are lighting, the weight of the object, the accuracy and the updates for the information, the aesthetics, and the oversight, if there is any.
Mm-hmm. You know, the oversight and maintenance and whatever to keep mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm not sure Bob Ward had enough time to tell us everything, too, because it sounded like they've done quite a bit of research.
He's. So. I would think that they probably figured out it's structurally safe, mm-hmm. but then again, on the other side of the coin, it's going to be that concrete's going to sit on top of wood, which is going to create moisture, and mm-hmm. it's going to rot that wood out sooner or later. But that's. Again, there.
It sounded like it was a done deal, like it is happening.
Yeah.
Well, it sure did, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It, yeah.
Okay. So I think.
Excuse me, just one second. And also, isn't there an issue of putting a new building? Isn't that?
No, it's a temporary structure. They're looking at it as a piece of artwork or educational. So if it were an habitable building, then maybe you have a different reason for it.
So they don't have to meet the code of. You don't have to get anything approved.
Well,
okay.
Within reason.
Yeah, I'm done.
So, I really appreciate this extra time that, you know, the committee, what you've done here, because we usually try to keep this to an hour and a half from 9 to 10:30. So, is there any other...
Well,
any,
I would like
anything
to,
else for the good of the order?
If we don't have time, that's okay. I can read minutes, but you keep talking about mural project.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a city mural project or private property mural?
It's right here. This is the minutes that were mailed in the discussion. Parker, do you in just a minute or two want to recap?
Sure.
What has been done? You know, the last time you came with some ideas, you had a lot of stuff to put into place, and
okay.
So what's happened?
Here's the Reader's Digest. I came to the Public Arts Committee, or Council, last time and proposed that we try a mural project on the bayfront that would go through the Oregon Arts Council. It would be a grant that would go through the Arts Council. We decided to break that down into two pieces. One would be a walking mural that would be an electronic version where you could use a smartphone to go up to each one of the murals, and there would be some informational, there'd be a website developed and some information that goes with each of the murals, the 27 murals along the bayfront. I was successful in working with Kathy and your wonderful partner over there at the Oregon Art.
He means Catherine. You mean?
Yeah.
You mean
Catherine?
Right.
And also the
Polly.
Uh-huh. Right. Working uh-huh. with the Oregon
Council for the Arts.
Oregon Coast Council
for the
Arts.
And I'm sorry.
And
about And we were successful in submitting a grant to Oregon Arts Council.
No, it's Oregon Arts Commission.
Well, you said successful.
I submitted the grant, and we aren't successful as of this point.
We don't know whether the grant's coming through.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. So what occurred is that the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts, as it evolved, we would be the fiscal sponsor for this, and mm-hmm. so the grant needed to go under the umbrella. Parker's grant for this mural project needed to go under the umbrella of the Oregon Arts Commission.
And so
the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts under our umbrella as we submitted it to the OAC.
And what was the organization it was that is under the umbrella?
Cultural.
Okay, the grant has been submitted to the Oregon Arts Commission, but us, Oregon Coast Council for the Arts, would be the fiscal sponsor, and so it's under our umbrella that this grant was submitted. Is that what you're
asking? We are the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts is acting as the fiscal sponsor for whom?
For his project.
For this mural project.
Does it have a name?
It's going to be the historic Bayfront mural.
And so is it a private project?
It's a project.
Or is it a nonprofit organization that's proposing this?
We're proposing it through the council.
No, she's asking, what entity are you? Do you have a formal group? Do you have a name? Are you planning to
be under the umbrella of?
Is it public art or private art?
Well, it's already up.
So it's public art.
Public art. It's already up. The only thing that we're creating a website that is going to be run through the...
And who is we?
We is I,
well,
Jeff, and the 4-H have developed...
I don't think they know your extension service.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I work with Oregon Extension Service.
So is the Oregon Extension Service then the organization that is proposing this project under the umbrella of Oregon Coast Council for the Arts Oregon Arts Commission?
I'm proposing 20 hours a week through the summer. If this grant comes in place, I'm proposing 20 hours a week through the summer to get this mural to the point where it's going to be self-sufficient. It's going to be a mural walk. That will be a brochure. And it'll also be a web.
I understand all that. I'm just still trying to determine.
There's no ongoing thing
who's
afterwards.
Who's the organization, though?
There is no organization.
But you're
just
saying
a group
this
of people
mural.
That came together decided to do a project. Is what.
The mural is the mural walk is a web page.
No, but for that.
Okay, so
the murals are up on the buildings along the bayfront,
right.
And so you
know.
But it's the OSU Extension Office is what we were told was the group doing this.
And that's me, right?
Okay.
At this time.
Yeah. Right, but you're just an employee of theirs. So are they the organization? The Extension Service?
Well, it is through 4-H. The 4-H department is. Yeah, I'm working as an agent of the 4-H mm-hmm. department, creating this mural walk that is going to be eventually under the auspice of the Newport News Times. They will have access, they will be running the web page, and they will also have the brochure.
And they will keep it up to date.
They will keep it up to date. What they are going to do is use this brochure to sell ad space on
That's
it.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm. That will maintain the brochure.
That's the walking brochure.
It's a walking brochure, and they will also maintain the web space and sell ad space on that.
Well, this is starting to sound a little bit commercial. If it's aligning with News Times and they're selling advertising.
It is.
Is that part of the proposal?
That's called self-sustaining.
It's called self-sustaining. But also I want to develop a memorandum of understanding that the funds that go in, if there are donated funds or anything that go into the advertisement, it's just to sustain the brochure and the webpage, not to sustain News Times or anybody.
So if I wanted to do this wall, all I need is the brochure. There's not going to be a place to start that explains it.
Right.
You can do, there's two choices. Evidently, matter. You can have a smartphone or the brochure.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. But right. That's all I need.
That's all you
and
need.
And will they be providing the printing of the brochure every time?
They will. Yes. That's good. That's where the ads are going to come in to provide printing and continue the process.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's okay. Thank you very much.
So, but it does raise one question, Catherine. That is, in public press releases, the OCCA will get some credit, right? I mean, you will be either a primary or a co-sponsor.
Absolutely.
Right.
And initially that wasn't the case, and then Parker started, you know, sending drafts of grants, and it was...
Yeah. And I appreciate all the... getting into the fray of the art community and stuff like that, I appreciate the quick work that we did and the continued work with you guys to make sure that this is above the board and, mm-hmm. and it works for everyone.
Yeah.
Make sure that it does.
Well, and should anything like this occur again, it needs to be, you know, we need to spend a lot more time on it and not try to do it in the last 48 hours of, you know.
Are you also applying for the committee or just an interested party?
Just, I am not applying for the committee.
Right. Just clarification. Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Because our limit is 7. On the Public Arts Committee at this point. Okay.
So is our role in this just support, moral support? Is the Public Arts Committee role in Parker's project moral support?
You know, that's a really good question, Sally, because last month, you know, this came up, and again, it's this big flurry, and I guess I have, you know, we're new as a committee, and I'm wondering if there is some way that there can be more lead time for us to consider and be, you know, careful about this. You know, when things come up and there's just blah, 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 and this is happening and this is happening and I've got to know something in 2 days or 1 week or whatever, it's really hard for us to think and deliberate and to, I think, do what our, you know, our function is. So, having said that, I just wanted to say that, mm-hmm. you know, something that has to be looked at with this project, should this grant go through and the money be obtained and this happen, in some way, you know, the Public Arts Committee does need to be involved. Mm-hmm. They need to be involved and acknowledged, and that all has to be looked at.
Well, for one thing, it's encouraging the murals. Mm-hmm. And yeah. everybody yeah. likes
Absolutely.
Those murals.
Can I give you...
But they're on private property also.
I know, but this is encouraging.
But that's why I'm just asking, what is our...
I think you should understand that the Public Arts Committee was created because there was no Public Arts mm-hmm. Committee. And Wyma sometimes, me sometimes, we get a call from the city manager, we need to do this, we need to do that. And that was it. And then after a while, you know, I sort of went off on my own, and pretty soon they were worried about maintenance, you know, so...
We convened so the jury.
You're going to create the committee as you go. Mm-hmm. You're going to flesh that out
to
the best of your ability.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you know fully how you're going to manifest.
Right.
That's right. Okay. We're in the making.
That's.
I do want to say we had a jury. You know, we didn't just.
Yeah, we did.
And in fact.
That's what
I mean, wouldn't hurt to look back at
exactly. I want to make
those
pretty
wise.
I want to make it work. Yes.
So, and I think too that what the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts initiated, which started over 3 years ago, you know, to work toward something because there was no public art policies and procedures for this town, mm-hmm. nor was it acknowledged by the city or the city council. And, you know, so we have spent a lot of time on those. And yes, it has to unfold, and we have to see where we are going to you know, to fit in. In some towns, the public art committee or commission, and of course there's a big difference between being a commission and a committee, that they actually do give input on all private development.
Carmel.
And everything. And when I was a public art commissioner for Ashland, Oregon, we gave input on all private construction as well as public. So yeah, it's going to be something that
this is going to be a fun group.
Oh, this is great fun.
Three projects right off the bat.
Okay, so we have concluded this for the minutes at 11 o'clock. Thank you all for coming, and let's see, record. Oh, we shut this off because some of it wasn't working initially.
Oh well, I shut it off too.
Because we don't know who was here, so we've got to get that. It wasn't in the public record.
Why am I wrote it down?
Okay.
Digitized?
Okay.
Well, you can go on there.
For the minute.
You mean like a podcast? Over
You can listen to the whole background thing if you want.
So if you will send the draft of the minutes to me, and I can,
so you can
help you work it back and forth. Yeah.
That would be fine. I would love
a couple sleeping, listening.